Okay, people, I suggest we start.
Because
I don't think we get any more people joining. Well, we had the notes of last meeting. I don't know if there are any remarks in reaction to the minutes of last call. Otherwise, we'll go to the action points. Bart, you received a note from Juan?
Yes, I've been in touch. I've received a note from Juan. He was not able to contact Akram, so he didn't send the requested data and the requested information.
Yes, I should have.
Yeah, that was somehow expected, but well, we will just be patient for maybe a week or something. I take it that you have informed Byron of that as well, Bart?
I will.
Okay.
Just saw it this morning, but it was more important for this one. And it was discussed, but I'll forward the email to Byron as well.
Yeah. Okay, the major thing that we agreed upon for this call was that... Yeah, we're supposed to go through a part of the total submission, the comments we earlier submitted to ICANN on the framework. Oh, what's happening?
Olaf, you're fading.
Sorry, Bart, what's that?
You were fading.
I'm doing what?
Fading. You were heels up.
Ah, still, or is it better now?
This is better.
Okay, let me go off hands-free then. We agreed that each sub-team would give a small explanation about how the previous comments of the sub-team were taken into account in the latest version of the operational plan. So we can go team by team. So starting with what team shall we start with? I can't start with my own team, of course. That would be impolite. So is Giovanni, are you on the call?
He's still waiting to be called, so he'll be on the call soon.
Okay, because Giovanni submitted an overview. And maybe I hope that everybody had the opportunity to go through it, but he would probably want to highlight some points out of it, so we wait for him to connect. So, Atushi, are you able to do that work, that job on the new GTLD's team?
yes, we have not finished the discussion within the team, but the look around the... previous our comments and the current plan, it's we have four comments regarding to new GTLDs on our comments, but it seems that the first one, the reason of the what is contingency is so high, it is not there's no explanation on the current plan, and objection fee revenue is not budgeted, and also auction revenue is not budgeted. And fourth one, it seems that there is not the reflective the or comment to current version. So comment for does not on the
ну или к вам я не знаю
the latest version of the
ну да the вот сейчас вот я просто хочу чтобы Андрей их прочитал мы как бы обмениваемся я уже закончил да
I'm sorry Leonidas, I think, Leonid, I think, could you mute? I think you're on, not on mute.
Sorry,
star
I'm
6.
Sorry. Have you, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
And unmute is star 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's the New Zealand team's view of the all previous comments and the current...
Atushi, I missed your comments on the last one, the transparency multi-year cost allocation, because there was somebody else talking through us. Could you repeat your remarks on that last point?
For the transport multi-year cost allocation, it seems that there is no specific explanation or the thing. So it seems that unsolved. This is no reflection or comments to the current plan.
I seem to remember I saw something of it for 2013, but I can't remember exactly how it was. But, okay, but at least 3 out of 4, nothing was changed.
Yes.
Sabine, can you do the same for the project? There was only one remark there, so I think we can.
There was only one remark there, and I think you actually partially answered it already in what you have taken and what you have sent, that it's done partially. But actually, by the way, as I left the last call earlier, I was not really aware that I have a task to do with. So I have.
Oh, that was why I asked Gabi to send out the to-do list way before this meeting. So
yeah,
expecting that everybody would see it.
Sometimes it's easier if you want me to do something if you send me a real Sabine action item instead of a...
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll make sure that next time. And you'll get a few... We will give you a few additional ones then.
Yeah, that's easy. Because we can't simply put it in the meeting minutes. It's usually not enough to make me do something.
Oh, okay. Good to know that. Okay, and is Giovanni on already? No, I don't think so, huh? Still no call. Gabriella Sitek is typing. Oh, Gabriella is disconnected as well.
What?
Yeah, Gabriella is no longer on the call. She got disconnected, so she's trying to call back in. Leonid, can you, in the absence of Giovanni, can you give us an overview of the comments of your group?
Well, I'm afraid I'm not in a position. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Gabby rejoining.
Back.
Sorry.
Hi, Gabby.
Gabby.
Okay, Gabby. Well, I'm afraid I'm in no position to comment on this because, I understand that Giovanni made a tremendous job by going through nearly every ward and checking these discrepancies. I mean, I have nothing to add, particularly because, you know, I missed the previous call and I missed that meeting in San Francisco. However, well, I guess everyone knows my stance, and mostly I focused on those financial issues. But I would basically agree with Giovanni as far as those quantitative and qualitative benchmarks are concerned. Because whenever we try this this SOP, what we can see is that some formulations are really vague. So indeed, there should be, I don't know, I'm far from speculating that was done deliberately, because I understand that there are so many complex things involved. But I believe that it should be structured in such a way so that every single goal should imply not only, let's say, certain instruments or mechanisms to attain that, but some very explicitly set, Gaussian instruments, so that we could just track down that implementation in every detail and make sure that... Hello?
Hi, it's Giovanni.
Well, I was doing your job with Leonid. Okay, so I just praise you for this very insightful analysis of the operational plan.
Okay, thank you.
Hello. Yeah, could you just go ahead? Because I just
Yeah, I just told everyone that my particular concern was that indeed there are no, let's say, very explicitly formulated quantitative as well as qualitative benchmarks. Now you could just go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, basically, I checked what we have submitted as comments against the operating plan that was shared and we were spoken about last week. And yes, I found that there's still a general lack of measurable goals throughout the core operation part. And there's also some comments have been, in a sort of sense, addressed some of our inputs. But then, one input was the fact that in the past, these kind of matters were under the umbrella of organizational activities, and sometimes now in the plan itself, they are referred to as core organizational activities, but somewhere else they are back in, being called core operations. So there is both a lack of measurable goals and also lack of consistency in what I see in the operating plan that was shared last week. So to me, it would be I would be in favor of reiterating our message, saying that those things should be addressed properly, and that some vague statements like there will be some reviews, to me, they don't bring to anything, because they should be referring to a timeline and also to what is the objective of this review, instead of saying there's going to be a review. For some of the listed activities that are under core operation. So this is what I've done, and this is what is my contribution so far. I don't know if other members of this sub-working group, they would like to add anything. I received a comment from Debbie, who cannot make the call today, and she agreed on most of the analysis afterwards. So if there is anybody else of this sub-working group, please feel free to speak up now, I would say.
Well, Giovanni, I think there is nobody else on the call except you and Leonid. And Leonid has already reacted. So.
Okay.
From your group.
As
your
you know, Ralph, I had some problems in getting the line, and I was on the line for something like 3 minutes waiting and listening to some music before being put in a call that was already there. So I have no comments on it as well. And again, this is my input, and I don't know what is what was said before. My feeling would be, my approach would be to reiterate our comments, probably just to just send them back, highlighting at the top that there should be this kind of things in when we are looking at an operating plan.
Yeah, no, I think most of us would agree with you. As representing the last group, I send out my overview of the analysis of how I can react to our comments on the general comments and on the financial and budget comments. And I think we all have the same kind of a conclusion that certain aspects are taken into account, but not wholly. And there are quite a few of the submissions we made that either are ignored completely, or we get a kind of a formal response from ICANN. There's a special sector in the plan. We get a kind of a formal response, which tries to explain why they're not reacting to whatever we say. So, is that the feeling of everybody on the call, that we should reiterate the points that have not been taken into account? It's better to ask the conference call to ask if anybody is against that approach? Okay, if I can make a suggestion, would it be good? Giovanni, go ahead.
Rolf, sorry, just one quick thing. That there is one aspect that Debbie highlighted in her comments, is the fact that in this international activities area, there is a reference by ICANN to the fact that they will liaise and continue to liaise with governments on different aspects. But as Debbie is mentioning, it's going to be really important whenever this happens that there should be a sort of feedback or a communication flow or something like that between, including also the CCTLD local operator, Currently, we know that people of the ICANN hierarchy, including Rod, they are in a tour around Europe, and they are touching base with some government representatives in Europe. And we also have heard that some of the things that have been told by ICANN to these government representatives are a bit scary, in the sense that they might have an impact on the CCTLD, the way the local CCTLD is managed. So I would really encourage ICANN to have some further thoughts about what they are doing in the international arena, because sometimes there are implications that they should be, they should be seen in advance before open up the mouth.
So Bart, as our liaison with the higher echelons of ICANN, do you know what's going on?
No, unfortunately I don't.
So could you do two things for us? Try to find out and get the message across that the message across that Giovanni just voiced.
May I suggest, Rudolf, wearing your other hat as well, that you raised it as a general concern to the council. Because I think it's a bit out of scope of the SOP or the ops plan itself.
No, that's true. Yeah, so I wasn't asking this as the chair of the SOP, but more as somebody directly in contact with you. Okay, now that's okay. I'll do that. So Giovanni, can you send me a short email with if possible, your source and what you were for it?
Yeah,
then I'll pick it up in the council.
I can give an example. I have one right now, and yesterday Rod, this is Mathieu speaking, Rod met with the French Ministry of Digital Economy, and there has been no connection whatsoever between ICANN and AFNIC on that topic.
Oh.
And they have
both
they would cooperate on international governance or internet governance or whatever. So. But Rod is in Paris for the EG8, those of you who've followed.
Yes, I know.
Yes,
it's not his farewell tour.
And the good
and
news
the day
is...
before is
the good news is that Rod is not on stage.
Okay.
Just
the day before he met with Interpol in Nice.
Yes, that's what...
And, yeah.
Well... 3 hours of scope,
and
but
yes,
there
were some comments.
Hang on, Giovanni.
Yeah, sorry, I would say the day before he met with Interpol, today's meeting with the European Commission, we are just hearing this news from some sort of insiders we have at different levels, but we also hear that the information that he's sharing, the fact that there is an increase in cybercrime and in cyber attacks, any kind of apocalypse scenario, I don't think that's very valuable to share with some people.
No, we've discussed it with him before.
Yes.
But somehow we didn't seem to get the message across. Okay, I'll pick that up with the council. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go just
sorry,
go back.
Sorry.
Yeah, Bart.
Wearing my supportive council hat, could you include me in that email as well? The CC.
Yes, definitely, Bart.
Yeah, I know, but from my...
Oh, you mean Giovanni in the email that he sent to me?
Yeah, you sent to...
Please. Okay. Yeah. Okay, back to the subject. What do you think of the suggestion or the proposal that we reiterate our complete comments and after every comment we give a brief explanation on how we analyze ICANN's reaction and restrain the importance of the submission and ask for a comment. Is that the way we could proceed?
In principle, Sabine speaking here. Sorry.
In
principle, I would say yes, but I think we should also put another one. Oscar has noticed it also on the list. How they actually come to the amount of money they spend for CCTLDs.
Because that one is still a definite action point. Yes,
because that is something completely different, and I think that's the one hand side is actually that we say we reiterate the comments, but the other thing, I think that's even more important. That we look.
Yeah, and I think we should also put in the submission that we understood from ICANN staff that this what was it, strenuously pursue or something of CC TLDs to get their financial contribution, that it should be read as something inside ICANN, and that so the answer that Juan gave during our last call, that we put it in our communication that we understand it that way, because I wonder otherwise if they won't forget that it was meant to be like that, and they could in fact go and strenuously pursue CCTLDs to contribute. So we'll do that. So Bart, do you have enough input to come up with a draft, do you think?
Yeah.
Or to put something on paper that, and then we work together on the draft?
What might be useful, I think, is that I think reiterating is the comments. I think if each of the teams would highlight the four major points, then we can do a comparison.
How many major points did you say?
Say if it's only one, it's only one. But if they at least take 4 to 5 major points, what they note.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because if you want to do, I think, but this will be my advice. There is additional information in the ops plan over the framework, so you've got more information. For instance, the EAG and the bit about the discussion on vigorously seeking CCTLD contribution. You need to include the additional points as well.
Yes, definitely. Okay, we'll do that. And then we'll submit it to you. You compile it into something readable, and then you and I discuss and work on it and finalize it and send it around.
And as you may have seen, say, the final submission date is the 17th of June. If different teams could put something together, say, just bullet points with one or two phrases over the next week, so before the sanction day, then we have some time to come up with a draft and send it and talk about it and send it around again.
Yes. Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Before the end of next week. So let's say before Thursday, that's it then.
Yeah, Thursday is, in most, it is a public holiday in most countries in Europe.
Yeah, so we're not going to work on that on Thursday, so we can say before Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay with everyone?
Sure. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, so phrase it as brief as possible, and then we'll compile it and somehow we'll sort it out as a good, nice reading document and resend it to you for final approval.
And the additional points, I think the major focus points for the additional points are the AAG, and again asking for the and noting the difference between last year and this year's. There is an increase of almost $2.5 million that's allocated to the CCTLDs without any explanation.
Yeah, okay, well, but since you have that in your head already, then maybe you can write that one down for us. I've put something about it in my comments, but it's not complete yet, so maybe we can add that one to it. Okay, good. So, before next Friday, any other comments?
No.
Okay. Well, I think then we can end this call now. Thank you all for your participation and contribution. And well, you will get the compiled comments in due course. So that will be the week after next.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but Gabi, thank you very much for setting this up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.